Axel Garcia y Garcia. I am an assistant professor on sustainable protein systems in the Department of Agronomy and Biogenetics of the University of Minnesota.
Axel, I'd like to find out how the spring weather has impacted managing cover crops. We saw some late snow in April, a lot of moisture through May, some very hot conditions as well in May. With all of that, have you seen some things that are unique to most years with cover crops?
Yes, actually what happened is that, the performance of our cover crops was way behind of what we had seen in previous years. And as you said, basically what affected the growth of those cover crops was our weather conditions during March and April. Basically, we had a pretty late spring, let's say like that, and we didn't have enough heat for those crops to grow. Specifically, actually, I'm talking about winter rye, which is, the most suitable cover crop for conditions in this state. We usually seed winter rye in the fall, and by the end of March and the next year, that winter rye starts its growth again. But this year, because we had a very cold March and also cold April, basically, our cover crops didn't produce too much biomass. Actually, by the 10th of May, which is our more or less when we terminate the cover crop, the total biomass we produced was probably between 60 to 70% below of what we have seen in previous years.
So when you look at the outcomes, then that would be the big one, that you just didn't get the biomass you'd hoped for because the plant wasn't able to green up because of the weather. Anything else, though, related to those delays? I would actually think on a plus side, maybe termination of the cover was easier this spring?
Well, I would think so. But what happens is that we've been pretty wet, So, and then farmers actually have had a difficult time to get at their fields. That said, it means to me that, if you didn't plant carefully, you might have had some issues when it come to the termination of the cover crops. I mean, because you couldn't get at field. Because the cover crops didn't grow too much, it makes it a little bit easier to terminate them. But the problem, again, is to get that field and have the work done.
And when you think about continuous use of cover crops, you have a year like this one, you didn't get the biomass that you were trying for, but can you just kind of throw this year out and still plan on the cover crop being effective if conditions are right for the following year, or could what happened this spring have longer term impacts?
Well, that's a very good question, actually, Mark. I don't think this is something that it will, make me take the decision on not, having cover crops anymore. I mean, this is not a normal situation. That happens, obviously, from time to time. But if you look at the long term, the positive effect of cover crops is going to be cumulative. What I'm trying to say is that we had already some effects from previous years of use of cover crops, and just this specific year we might not have most of the benefits we were looking at, but still we will have some. It's just less than what we wanted to have. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I hear about with that biomass over time, you're rebuilding soil health. So things like that eventually you're going to see some returns, even though there's the upfront cost of seeding that cover crop, things like that. With how wet it was this spring, and even though we didn't see the full plant come on like a normal year, it's still able to absorb some of that moisture, so maybe farmers were able to still get into those fields with cover crops sooner than those bare fields because the roots were pulling up some of that moisture. Did you see much of that? Were there many benefits that way?
Yeah, well, there are several things in that question, Mark. One is that it depends on what type of cover crops you are using and when you are planning to use them, I mean, to seed them. For example, in our research, we seed cover crops early in the season on standing corn. And basically, because the conditions this year, our planting corn was late a little bit, we just seeded our cover crops, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is you will seed cover crops into standing corn at the end of the season. That means by the end of August, or the beginning of September, more or less. Which means that you're still having time to do that if you plan to do it later. Now, there are some cover crops that are seeded a little bit earlier, and For that type of crops, obviously you might be having some issues because of the conditions of the field.
Last question I've got for you, Axel. You mentioned that sure. Winter rye is the most common cover crop here in Minnesota. Do you see many farmers that are trying the cocktail mix, if you will, where they're mixing species to get the most benefits out of the combination?
Yes, I've seen actually some farmers doing that. Actually, it's a strategy that they like. But again, I mean, if you are going to use a mix of cover crops, most likely those cover crops are winter killed, and then they will see those mixes at the end of the season, either into standing corn or standing soybeans. For soybeans, they tend to see those cover crops when the soybean starts to drop its leaves and start to yellowish, so because those cover crops do not survive our harsh winters, so basically farmers are not going to be concerned with the termination in the next spring. But that's a common practice, let's say, for people who is using cover crops. Actually, they like it. And it makes sense. It makes sense because in terms of diversity and soil health, probably is the best way to go. It remains to see if it pays back.
Any other unique observations with cover crops given the spring weather?
Oh, basically, I mean, I guess we have to be patient. We know from our research that cover crops work, that we provide us agroecological services. As I said previously, this is not something that is going to happen every single year, and we hope it's not going to happen, actually. Cover crops are not crops that you will have immediate results. So people have to be a little bit patient with that, but in the long run, it pays off when it comes to environmental issues and even eventually, to provide some benefits that will directly affect our producers in the state. Patient, that would be my message.